In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Fort Carson has distributed around 30,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines to active duty service members and others. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
Service members make up about two-thirds of the doses. The rest are family members and retirees who don't work on the base. Lieutenant Colonel Jason Daly says as busy as it's been for him and his medical team over the past year, he's grateful.
You know, it's not every year, every day that you can contribute to ending a pandemic. And so we're happy to be able to do our part while nonetheless looking forward to this all being over.
Daly says he feels good about the vaccination rate so far. For him, it's more of a matter of having enough supply to keep up with demand. Starting next week, all family members and others eligible over 18 can schedule an appointment for a COVID-19 vaccine on base. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Colorado's community college students won't see a tuition increase next academic school year. CPR's Paolo Shalsada has more.
The state board overseeing Colorado's 13 community colleges voted Wednesday to keep tuition flat at all institutions. They said that was made possible through an increase to higher education funding in the state's budget. Full-time students enrolled in a community college pay an average of almost $4,500. In this year's budget proposal, which is still being debated in the House, Colorado's colleges and universities are allowed to raise tuition by 3%. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
And a Colorado festival is bringing poetry to virtual audiences. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
The Corazón de Trinidad Poetry Festival is gathering together poet laureates, writers, and students for live readings, workshops, and other events. The third annual festival will host virtual poetry readings as well as discussions about poetry in schools and writing seminars. One open mic night will take place in person and will also be live streamed for attendees outside of Trinidad. The festival starts Thursday and will run through Saturday. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
For much of the state, clouds and cold. For Metro Denver, rain this afternoon, snow tonight and tomorrow, highs in the 40s. And in Grand Junction, scattered rain, a high around 60. In Denver, it's 36 degrees, Craig, 29. This is CPR News.